Commagenian society is quite fascinating because if you can imagine its location adjacent to the Persian world, but part of a world that had once had Greeks and Macedonians, as well as native Anatolian elements, it's clear that Commagenian society was a mixture of all of these things. And in today's lecture, I'll be pointing out what elements seem to come from various societies that influence the Commagenians. The Commagenian royal house that Antiochus I, the king we're focusing on in this lecture, was part of, they believed they were descended from Macedonian royalty and Persian royalty. So they believed that actually in their own families, they were equally descended from these great powers. But like the Lydians and the Phrygians, whom we've studied in the past, the upper echelons of Commagenian society chose to bury their dead within artificial mounds or tumuli. So this reminds us that indeed the Commagenians were very much part of the Anatolian culture that we've been studying. One of these tumuli we can talk about is at a place called Karakuş, which in Turkish means blackbird. And it is the tumulus for three royal women, the wife, the daughter, and the granddaughter of Antiochus I, who, as I mentioned, is ruling in the first century BC. It was probably Antiochus I's son, a man named Mithridates II, who erected this tumulus. But remember, we've looked at tumuli from the Phrygian world and Lydian world, and they are these mass artificial hills that had a burial chamber inside. Well, this one in Commagene, this one at Karakuş, was composed of gravel, and it stands over 100 feet tall. Interestingly, it's flanked on three sides by Doric columns, each originally supporting sculpture. One of the sculptures is an eagle that over time has become black with age, and that's why this mound is called Karakuş. The blackbird is the eagle that you can still see on this column next to the tumulus. Another of the columns supports a bull, and a third column supports a relief depicting one of the queens shaking hands with a god. Now, this is really important because this gesture we find over and over again in Commagenian art. It's a gesture in Greek that's called dexiosis, and it simply means shaking hands, but the symbolism behind that is much greater, because when we see it in Commagenian art, it denotes that the gods are welcoming an individual in their midst, essentially shaking hands and inviting them in. So this tumulus of the royal women of Antiochus I has sculptural decoration standing on top of columns, and one of these actually shows these women being invited to join the gods. And certainly in Commagenian religion, when the members of the royal house passed away, they were divinized. In 1962, the interior of this tumulus was explored through drilling. They drilled into this gravel mountain, and what was revealed was a burial chamber of limestone slabs. Unfortunately, though, the tomb had been looted in antiquity, so we have no trace of the contents.